The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
So what's this question I've been asking you throughout the show to think about for this segment? Name the place with the most ideas on earth. Well, there's a reason I've asked this. This is a new segment I want to do with you for the next several weeks to think, get you thinking on your mindset. So where is the place on earth with the most ideas? Well, what have I told you? The answer, I believe, or I'm going to make a case for, there's one in every state, one in every country, more than one. There's one in every city. There's probably one in every locality, if not several. They're not an American thing. They're not an Irish thing or a European thing. They are in every country in some way, shape or form that's ever existed or likely will ever exist. So what are the answers? Well, I'm guessing you talk about a Congress or a Parliament where, you know, politicians meet. No. If my question was, where are the most ideas to screw people and to take control of their lives and tell others what to do? Well, then, yes, you probably would be correct saying Congress, because they are great at telling others how to live. What about Silicon Valley? They have loads of ideas. They're talking about artificial intelligence. They're talking about self-driverless cars. Talking about all this technology, implants, memory, data. Again, that'd be wonderful if I was talking about technology, but I'm not. What about Wall Street? You know, where all those money makers are, you know, the millionaires and the billionaires, all those stockbrokers, they've got loads of ideas, right? They manage my 401k. Maybe. Maybe they have great ideas, I don't know. How about the Chamber of Commerce? I'm sure they have wonderful ideas. They're great people. By the way, on a side point, last week's show when I brought them up, a couple of people weren't too happy at me including them. They kind of were angry in some ways about me speaking bad of the Chamber of Commerce, which I found funny. What about all these big companies? You know, those companies like Apple. You spoke about Apple earlier on. They have great ideas. They're going to invest $360 million over the next 5 years. They must have some great ideas. What about Amazon? Amazon's buying all these other companies. What about Google? Google's controlling the world. I'm sure all these people have great ideas, but I want to take you in a different direction. The place I think in this world that has the most ideas is the graveyard. What did he just say? Yes, I said the graveyard. Bear with me for a second, indulge me. I'd ask you to think about your local graveyard. Doesn't matter what religion, what faith. Think about all the men and women that are buried there. Think of their backgrounds. Think of the lives they lived. Think of their ages they died at. If you feel the need, think about their differences. You know, their different sexualities, their different fates, their different religions. Their different class systems. Think about all the things that make them different. Think about some of their stories. Now, a lot of people will think this is morbid, but I just want to bear with me, because I want to talk to you about your mindset. I am going to get to a bigger point. And as you think of that graveyard, I want you to think about how many people in that graveyard had something inside them that they never accomplished. They had some great idea, an idea that was going to change the world, but they never quite got around to it. How many people do you think are in that graveyard that had a great idea, but didn't achieve it or didn't go for it because they were afraid to? Many people had this great idea, this wonderful idea that they were convinced would change the world, but they were just too afraid to. It was too risky. I just couldn't find a way to do it. How many people in that graveyard surrounded themselves with all the wrong type of people? They could have done something. They could have made something in their lives, but they went in with the wrong crowd. And then they just never got around to achieving their full potential. How many people in that graveyard surrounded themselves either by choice in their friends or by birth with their family who had energy drainers? You know, those people who, no matter how great a day you're having, no matter how good you feel, you just see them and they just make you feel like crap. You just feel like, oh, just the world has no hope. How many people were born with a great idea, with greatness inside of them, but were just surrounded by family and friends who never believed in them, who laughed at any time they had dreams? That they fostered a culture that anytime anyone had a dream or had this idea, that they were told, you can't do anything. You come from here. You're lower class. You can't do anything. You're only a peasant. Many times you see this, even, and this happens even today. Many people today have convinced themselves, let's just use a city like Detroit. How many people have convinced themselves because other people have told them, you're from Detroit, you can't achieve anything? Or you think of some of these slum neighborhoods in America, around the world, anywhere, just wherever you picture a slum neighborhood, a really, you know, deprived area. How many times you see in the culture that those are the people who bring others down, who want to get out of that culture, who want a better tomorrow, but they are dragged back in by that culture that says, you're from this slum, you can't make it, you want a better tomorrow. It doesn't work for people like us. Life doesn't work that way. How many people are in a graveyard now because they bought that line, that baloney, and had a great idea, had this great potential, but never achieved it? How many were silenced? How many had a fear, their great fear wasn't failure, but having that idea taken from them? That somebody would come along and they would take all their hard work and make it their own, and they would be the ones to be successful and not them. How many people didn't have anyone to encourage them? But lastly, I want to focus in on this point. How many people do you think are in that graveyard who had this great idea and they always said, I'll get to it tomorrow, next week, next month, next year? But for them, sadly, they didn't have a next day, next week, next month, next year. You know, if you've been following the news in Europe, this week has been very interesting for me. I've seen, when I say see, I mean just through the news, I didn't know these people. Two people die unexpectedly. One was someone you may know. You may have heard of her. You know, when you're growing up as a kid, you always have a kid crush, right? Or if you're like me, it's several. You know, just women that you, I'm saying for me now, women that just were just so beautiful, and just, you just had a big crush on them. You don't need me to fill in the blanks. If you're a boy, you know. If you're a girl, just picture a guy you had a crush on growing up. Just someone who, and regardless of what you find out about them in later life, that crush never ever really goes away. It just never does, because it's part of your DNA. It's part of your childhood. There was a band called, an Irish band called the Cranberries. Its head singer, Dolores, died this week. She was 45. 45. It's incredible. There was also a very tragic story in our community. Again, if you've been following the news, there's a strain of the Aussie flu in Europe right now, and it's killing people. You know, I've been very sick over the last while. I had pneumonia for Christmas, borderline pneumonia, and I kind of have a bit of a flu right now. I'm getting over it, but you know, I still feel it. Well, there was a kid in our community, 15, got a strain of it and is dead now. It's hard to think. Wonder what their plans were. Wondered, you know, was Dolores or the people around her like every other band now? whether it's Westlife or Boyzone or the Rolling Stones, you know, planning a reunion tour. You know, when we're 25 years in the business, let's have a reunion tour. We're 30 years in the business, have a reunion tour. It's 25 years since we released this single, let's have a reunion tour. You know, everyone does it. And then you release, you know, then you have another reunion tour. Then it's an encore, then it's another one. And it's never you're just touring. It's always, that's a reunion tour. It's, or it's the anniversary of this. It's so funny. I wonder what dream she had that she thought, I'll do that next week, I'll do that next year, I'll do that in a couple of years. She never got to them. Now, in case this isn't very morbid and you've kind of been bummed out, it's not my intention. I want to share my intention with you. My intention with you is to motivate you. Because I believe as a Christian, each and every one of you has greatness inside of you. You have the potential to do anything you want. And while the world in 2018 has many challenges, through technology, it also has so many opportunities. Things are easier than they ever were before in some ways. There are no gatekeepers. The reason I'm saying this to you is, if you're sitting listening to me right now, and you have some great idea, or you there's some dream you want to achieve, but you're always saying, I'll do that next week, or I'll do that next year, or I'll do that. It could be something simple like, I just want to get in better shape. I can relate to that problem. I'm doing the same myself. And it's hard. The gym kicks your butt every day. It could be something of, I want to go on a dream trip. It could be, I want to set up a business. It could be something relatively simple like, you know, I've always listened to you, John. I think I could do a better job. I'd love to have my own show. Go for it. Don't put it off on the long finger anymore. There are no gatekeepers. You can do anything you want. Anything you are looking at in your life saying, I will do this then, ask yourself, why are you not doing it now? Because here's the sad thing. You're not guaranteed a tomorrow. Heck, I'll give you a call one better. You're not guaranteed to survive till the end of this show. I know, John, you bore the hell out of me. You put me to sleep. I'm sorry if I do that. But you're not. We're not entitled to anything. We could go at any moment. We know neither an hour nor the day. Again, I'm not trying to morbid you. I'm trying to motivate you. You can change the world if you want to. I'd ask you just to think of something. And this is very specific to you. And again, this sounds morbid, but I'm trying to get you to really focus in on your dream. Imagine you're on your deathbed. Now, what I want you to visualize is whatever idea, whatever dream you had, imagine they're a being. And they're sitting there with you. Because when you're on your deathbed, that dream, that idea you had is also on its deathbed. And they came to you, but you never invented them or never pursued them or never followed them for whatever reason. Would you be able to justify it to them? Why you never did it? Would you be able to justify how you never achieved your greatness? Because the sad thing is, and the epithet, depending on where you are, you might have your name and your the date you were born and the date you died, and maybe even a message from those closest to you, you know, your parents or your kids or your partner or your family. Never talk about the ideas. They mightn't even know the ideas. Because ideas change the world. You look around. You want proof. You want proof. How did Steve Jobs become Steve Jobs? How did George Washington become George Washington? Take whoever inspires you. How did Martin Luther King become Martin Luther King? Because he had a dream and he followed it. Because Steve Jobs had an idea and he followed it. Then he had another idea and he followed that. And then he had another idea and he followed that. Think whoever you admire in society. How did they get wherever they got there? Because they had an idea, but they didn't stay no. They didn't accept no. They went after their dreams. For them, the dream was never for tomorrow or the next day or next year, next decade. It was for now. Because the seeds they plant today will result in the dream happening down the road. What are you doing? I'm here to tell you, you can change the world. You can make a difference. The question is, are you willing to try? The question is, do you believe you can? Are you hungry enough to chase it? And then the question after that is, what happens when you hit your first obstacle? Because everyone hits an obstacle. Do you use the obstacle and kind of go, well, I tried, but this reason stopped me. This obstacle came and I was expecting it or I wasn't expecting it and I just couldn't get past it. Or do you see an obstacle as an opportunity to show off a new skill? That you either jump over the wall, that you go around the wall, or quite honestly, that you break through the wall. You hulk up. You take your vitamins and your prayers, brother. And you burst through that wall. Do you see it as an opportunity or just go, well, it stopped me in my tracks. I don't know what to do. Whatever greatness is inside you, whatever ideas you have, whatever you want to pursue that you think I'll do next year, next month, next week, whatever it is, don't put it off. We're not guaranteed anything. Start it today. I believe in you. I know you can do it. The question is, do you know you can do it? Because right now, in this world, in 2018, one of the deficits in society I believe we have, and this is nothing more than pure opinion, is we have a deficit of people dreaming for tomorrow. Whether it's in politics, whether it's in business, whether it's in life, a lot of us have accepted the status quo. And I include myself in that, by the way, in some ways. It's easy to accept the status quo. We need to start a culture of dreaming again. Let's dream for a brighter tomorrow. Let's make it happen starting right now, today. Because there is nothing holding you back. You can achieve anything. Hope this has given you something to think about. And I hope that maybe, this question, this little segment has maybe given you some inspiration to chase that dream that you were putting off for a while. Because I really do believe in you. You can change the world. Just have to do it. You just have to sacrifice. You just have to work hard. Thank you and hope you enjoyed this short clip from last week's show. If you want more content based around America being an exceptional idea, eternal principles, and searching for self-evident truths, then please subscribe to my show called Freedom's Disciple, which is available for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher.